Yani? Ha, no değil. Kuyu yine.
Eski. Cemu. Cemu.
Desko ne? Ki? Yo. O ne kham? Desko mi? Yo. Yo.
Sasha, stop tossing about. I'm not picking up till 9. Sasha? Sasha, shut up for a moment. Are you listening to me? Speak English. English. I don't understand a word, mate. Annie! Come take this, the Muppet's having a fit about something.
I'll
call you back. The Stingers, he's on in minutes. You know what he's like when he's going off on one. Hello? Sasha?
Sorry, sir. This is the close side. Oh, right you are. Straight ahead, sir. Park to the left.
What did you show him? Your Sainsbury's card?
My unit ID. Never got it in anywhere before.
Well, you can thank your PR. It can work wonders if properly handled.
Wonders will never cease.
Fresh air.
Can't smell a thing.
Spoil sport.
Wait a minute.
I do so love to be beside the seaside, don't you?
The sea, yes. Not a sewage outfall for London.
If I knew you were going to be like this, I would have let you get that coffee.
I don't work in London, so I could drive all the way out here of a morning.
All right, I get the message. It's probably nothing.
Well, if it is, we can be back in time for a late lunch.
If it is, we can get one of those trains along the pier in the afternoon.
Absolutely not.
I won't tell.
You won't have a lift back to London either.
Yes. Excellent. Keep going, Dave. Gather round, everyone. We've got another skeleton. Okay, Atena says she's a girl. Any takers? No? Good, because as you can see, she's in Dave's sector. Give me that marking stick. Watch it! You'll have my eye out with that. Okay, thanks, Petra. Count the gradations on the stick. 1, 2, 3, 6. A metre and a half below ground level, right under the skeleton of the horse. And that means...
Angel of Death!
Yes, thanks, Dave. It means another sacrifice, a human sacrifice. And only if we're unlucky is she going to be the only other human body here. Now, why is it important? Anyone?
Oh,
no documentary evidence of...
Yes, no documentary evidence of human sacrifice in any other grave site. Yes? Oh. And you are?
Emily Chaudhry, UN. I spoke to your assistant on the phone.
Right. Didn't get that memo. And who's this?
Robert Dalton, UN. Can we talk?
Back to work, you lot, and look sharp about it. If the UN like the dig site, we're on the gravy train for life. Okay, Emily, let's get a coffee.
Excellent.
Yeah, you too. Come in, come in. Well, it's not much, but I'm used to caravans in my line of work. I'll put the kettle on. Don't know who you thought my assistant was. Must have been one of the students. Have a look on the fridge, would you? That's where we leave the messages.
Right, well, the thing is...
I haven't got a mobile, you see. Lost about three on digs in France. Reception's bloody awful in Eastern Europe. You try getting an outside line in Bulgaria. Do you take sugar?
No, thanks. Did I hear you right out there, Dr. Hendrick? You just found a dead body.
Yes, Emily. Call me Barney. Yes, a dead body. Would you call the police, or should I?
Should we be calling the police?
A bit late. She's 1,000 years old. You want the police. There's Alan at the gate. He must have let you in.
And what's he doing there?
Well, keeping out the town is. Some idiot on the local rag did a piece about buried treasure. Sorry, only got powdered milk. Here you are.
Thanks.
You want the payoff? Alan's only on guard during the day. At night, you know, at the time when this place really needs protection, it's just me in this caravan with a torch and a baseball bat playing Radio 4 loud to make it sound like I'm debating Spanish poetry with Germaine Greer. Oh, sorry, mate. Nearly forgot yours. Yeah.
Thanks. There's treasure on the beach.
Depends what you mean. A treasure for an archaeologist. We've got a Saxon war leader about 10 feet down. Might even be a veteran of Morden.
With treasure?
A few silver coins, maybe. Sword, shields. Worth a lot to historians. But the last thing we need is Essex boys tramping over the site looking for gold bars or something daft. Sit down, please.
But there's more than one body.
Too right. There's a whole farmyard in there with him. Plus a big old war horse. And it looks like they offed a couple of slave girls for company. Something to keep him warm in the afterlife.
Blimey.
Bloody savages.
You think so? Could be a relative of yours.
What?
Dalton, wasn't it? Don't think I ever heard a more Saxon name.
No, I'm not from round here.
That's right, mate. You're from somewhere in North Germany about 1,400 years ago.
Oh, you look good for your age, Dalton.
And when your family came here to this newfound island, they put down roots somewhere in the north, in a valley settlement.
You're a mind reader now.
More than one kind of archaeology, my friend. In Anglo-Saxon, a dal, a dale, is a valley... And a ton is a village. Mr. Dalton?
Actually, it's Colonel Dalton.
Colonel?
We're both colonels, actually.
But you said you were with UNESCO.
Oh, with the UN, the Intelligence Task Force.
This isn't about funding for the dig?
Far from it. Where was it exactly?
Down here, along the line of the seaweed.
Here?
Yeah, around here. Look, can we pick this up in the afternoon? I'm doing an interview at lunchtime.
Just a mobile phone?
Yes, all beaten up.
It's down the beach from the seaweed line.
Meaning what?
Meaning it was probably left by high tide.
So it could have belonged to someone out on the mudflats.
Since when did the UN care about lost property? It's just a mobile phone.
It's not the phone, it's the owner. He washed up on MOD land downriver at Foulness.
What was left of him anyway?
And why is this too much for the police to handle?
If you're lucky, UNIT will sign off on this today and we'll leave it all to the police.
Leave what to the police?
The unexplained deaths out on the mudflats.
Oh, I see. The triggers.
The what?
Nothing changes, you know. His nibs in that grave over there might be 1,000 years old, but they still buried him with some. And the kit to get them out of the mud.
The kit to get what out of the mud?
You don't strike me as the type, Emily, but if you wanted to get mucky, you'd need a shovel, a big metal sieve, and lots of elbow grease.
You might look good in waders.
Dr. Hendrick, what's out there on the mud?
These. Cerastoderma edulis, Colonel Dalton. The grave is full of them.
Shells?
Not the shells, Emily. What's inside them?
Cockles.
Huh? Don't look at me like that. You heard him.
What's the point?
I don't know, Saxon boy. It's your ancestor that's buried with a stack of them.
I've never had a cockle in my life, and I'm not starting now.
You said you were hungry.
Not for candy floss, and not for mini snails dug out of the mud either.
Ice cream, perhaps?
It's January.
All right. There's bound to be somewhere we can eat proper food around here.
Chinese?
Anything to stop the incessant.
So what's with the cockles?
People eat them.
I don't know anyone who eats them. Are you sure it's not some Dick Van Dyke fantasy?
All I know is that the business is worth millions. Someone must be doing it.
And that was true, what Hendrick said about the digging and the sieving.
Yeah, back-breaking work, so you need to be desperate to do it.
And our dead bodies were illegal immigrants.
They've got to be. Nothing showed up on biometrics. They didn't have ID cards, no driving licence. A dental gave us nothing.
So you think someone had them out there late in the day sieving away for silly little shells?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Fine. And the tide came in and they died. End of story.
You think?
It's sad, Emily, but if a couple of cockle pickers die on the job, it's not unit business.
It's unit business for now.
Till when?
Till you can tell me what ate them.
You cut it close.
I keep on waiting. That's my motto.
Do I call you Mr. Hendrick or Dr. Hendrick? Put the headphones on.
Van is fine. These ones?
Oh, those ones. Quick, quick, quick. I'm Leslie, by the way. Hi. We're on in 5, 4, 3... Tiff's back with the traffic in half an hour, but we've got a special guest today on The Place to Be. He's been hanging out with our town's oldest resident, the Saxon burial found on the seafront near the pier. It's Dr. Barney Hendrick. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Barney. You know, all we see of it at the moment is the awnings and the tent up around the site. And when are the local residents going to see the dead guy for themselves?
Right now, Leslie, there's not a lot to see. Just a lot of mud and a maze of trenches. It's going to take months to get everything out of there.
And what happens then?
You'll get your beach back in time for the summer. And then hopefully we'll have everything in the museum.
In Southend Museum?
Well, it might have to be the Museum of London.
Hold on, Barney. If we've got a Saxon king in town, we don't want him leaving.
That'll depend on the funding available to display the artefacts. I guess it's really up to your town council.
Well, there really are mixed feelings in the town about spending that kind of cash. Ready for your emails?
Yep, let me have it.
OK, so we got one from TDJ67 that says, and I quote, "The Saxon dead bloke is another blooming immigrant. Dig him up and he'll just be down the high street smoking fags, wearing dodgy tracksuits and looking for trouble."
He said that?
Well, he didn't say blooming.
The Saxon's been dead for a long time. He won't be down the high street any time soon. And while building a permanent site museum might be a drain on local resources in the short term...
Annie, love, that lot there to table four.
OK.
...would be good for the local economy.
Like any other immigrant, if properly treated.
Wise words, Barney. Next question is from Tomb Raider.
Sorry if this takes you away from London, Dalton. Not everything happens inside the M25.
Special fried rice and Singapore noodle.
I know that. Thanks. But please accept for just a moment the chance this is mundane.
Two soup.
Dalton, it's a textbook case from the unit manual. A textbook case.
No, it isn't.
Enjoy your meal.
Thanks.
Hello? 32% of all paranormal events are caused by... I'm waiting.
Now you're talking like Hendrick.
Caused by...
Disturbances...
Disturbances of the earth. Thank you. You saw what Hendrick was digging up on the beach. A Saxon grave with human sacrifices and God knows what else.
So?
So if something is out on the mudflats killing cockle pickers, the chances are very high it's related to the dig.
And I say that someone is taking things a little too seriously.
Meaning?
Meaning that, yes, something left those bite marks in those bodies, but it wasn't necessarily...
Oh, for God's sake!
Hear me out. It wasn't necessarily supernatural, paranormal, whatever. There are plenty of things it could have been.
Like what?
Listen, Emily, I appreciate the work ethic and all, but not everything is unit business.
The manual says...
Oh, let's talk about the manual. Let's talk about the FBI manual on homicide.
That is so not the point.
A human serial killer can do a lot worse than was done to those men, and he can do it without supernatural help or demonic possession or anything like that.
You think this was standard homicide?
If it is, Emily, it's a police matter, none of our business.
You think some single white male, mid-30s, keeps to himself, issues with his mother...
It's possible.
Do you want me to get the photographs again?
Is everything all right with your meal?
Oh,
lovely.
Yes, thanks. It's very, very nice.
A leopard?
What?
What if it's a leopard?
In Southend?
Escaped from a zoo, unwanted pet. It happens.
There are no leopards in Essex. They've all been turned into car seat covers.
Well, now who's having a laugh? You're the one who wants the manual. An urban myth is where we start looking for clues.
No, Dalton. Myth is where we start looking for clues.
Excuse me?
Let's assume this is something to do with the Saxon grave.
On what evidence?
Let's assume. Have you ever read Beowulf?
Beowulf?
You shame your ancestors, Saxon boy.
What is this? Get Dalton,
I'm just saying, what if it's a Grendel?
Excuse me?
What if there is some kind of creature or force in the grave?
That's rampaging along Southend seafront. Oh, listen to yourself.
Dalton? Is this where you tell me that you don't believe in ghosts?
Emily, I have seen my fair share of things I don't understand. I just think we should be applying Occam's razor.
And what?
And looking for the simplest explanation before we come over all John Smith, okay?
I'm all ears. Right now I have a more pressing mystery.
Like what?
Like where my Shanghai prawns are. Are you sure this is everything we ordered?
I wonder why you weren't starting.
See if you can get that girl's attention.
This is what I mean about being outside London.
Sorry?
In Chinatown, you get real Chinese waitresses, not timid Eastern European girls who could barely speak English.
Don't blame her. You probably weren't clear enough.
Oh, don't take her side just because it's Get Dalton Day.
Go and see what happened.
What did your last slave die of?
Pizza Hut.
Very funny, Hoffman. What if I were the Daily Mirror?
Then I'd ask why you were calling from Colonel Chaudhry's phone.
Nevertheless, watch it.
Got it. What's up?
Well, Dalton's acting like a kid on holiday. I'm getting hungry, and we're getting nowhere. Have you got forensics on that mobile from the beach?
No, Mum. Palmer says he'll do it when he can, but it's in a bit of a state.
Well, even if you can get me an ID on the chip, that would be a start. Then we could pull the phone logs and get some numbers.
He's on it, but don't expect results today. But listen, I went back through the 999s for Essex Police.
And?
I found something interesting in the Looney file from a couple of months ago. I'll send it to your mobile.
OK. Anything else?
Sunday Sport called about yesterday.
I told them. I'm not saying where Elvis is.
That's the problem. Now they think you know.
Oh, for God.
Don't worry. I'll handle it. But they have a follow-up about Hitler's bomber on the moon.
Jesus, Hoffman, you're supposed to keep these crackpots away.
With respect, Colonel, if I want to answer the phone all day, I can get 20 quid an hour from Temps R Us.
All right, I get the message. What else?
Old lady in Birmingham has seen the face of Jesus in a potato.
Bless. Send her Sir Alistair's form letter.
I said you'd call her back.
Honestly, Hoffman... If you can't tell a Time Lord from a time waster, maybe you should give Temps or us your CV. Wait. Birmingham's inside the UK. Dump her on ISIS. Let them deal with
and
it.
And there's a weird message from Francis Curry.
What does he want?
Et voilà, madame. Your Shanghai prawns. The waitress forgot to bring them.
Shh. Go on, Hoffman.
What is it?
Shut up. No, Hoffman, not you. Keep going.
Do you want a pen?
Yes. Okay, Hoffman, good call. We're on it.
Good news, I take it?
Yeah. Eat up, Dalton.
What?
There's been a change of plan.
Could you not play with your phone while you're talking to me?
Hoffman's sending me a sound file. Hang on. Here it comes.
Want to tell me what this is all about?
Listen, cockle pickers.
Yes.
There's legal and illegal, right?
Yes.
And who does the illegal stuff?
I don't know.
Snakeheads.
Excuse me?
least you could do was finish your food.
Snakeheads, Chinese gangs.
Yeah, I got it. Illegal immigrants. Bring them in, give them dodgy jobs. Girls on the game and the boys...
The boys end up doing menial work.
Like cockle picking. What's your point?
Francis Curry has just asked for a soundbite on human traffic coming in through the container ports.
What did you say?
I said no comment, but we're working on it.
Why is that?
Because until he asked, I didn't sodding know about it.
About what?
Dalton, a Chinese truck was impounded at Tilbury Docks.
Smuggling more people?
Smuggling just one man.
Fine. Maybe they'll give him a job at the Lucky Dragon and he'll know how to make hot and sour soup.
No, not Chinese. Kosovan.
Why are the Chinese smuggling Kosovans?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Oh, wait a second. That file's come through. I'm going to play it back.
Okay, Emily, fine. I guess we're going to Tilbury, then. Might as well make a day of it.
Blimey.
What? Emily, what is it?
It's Hoffman's 999 call.
This is an unexpected pleasure.
Can we talk? Somewhere quiet?
The caravan's the best I can do.
Hey, you can make me another one of your fad coffees.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Where's your boyfriend?
Colonel Dalton is following a lead in Tilbury.
Leaving you all alone in Southend.
And he's not my boyfriend.
Even better.
Who are you?
Interview recommences 1500 hours. Colonel Robert Dalton presiding.
Colonel? What happened to immigration?
They're having a tea break. Pleased to meet you too, Mr. Goran Dampier. That's your real name?
Of course. I've committed no crime. I've nothing to hide.
That's nice, Goran, because Customs Excise found you hiding in a truck without a passport. That's not how we do things here. Government's got his knickers in a twist about illegal immigrants.
So I hear. Can I smoke?
I'll be straight with you, Goran. Immigration doesn't look kindly on people smuggling. Your driver's already been charged.
Unfortunate.
Listen, I'm with the UN, okay? We're the good guys.
I come from Kosovo, in case you didn't know.
Nevertheless, Goran, right now I am your best friend. Because I was in the neighbourhood and because my organisation has an international umbrella. You can play silly buggers for as long as you like, but at any moment someone from ISIS could walk through that door.
Who?
You don't want to mess with ISIS. They're a Gestapo charm school run by the Keystone Cops.
Sounds like one of your English comedies.
You won't be laughing. They'll lock you up and throw away the key, and their system is so shoddy, they'll lose the file.
And you're going to give me the green card and the cash handout.
Right now, I have jurisdiction, because you're from Europe and that's still abroad. When ISIS turn up, they're going to claim this is an internal matter because you're already on British soil. This will become their case. And you can kiss goodbye to any deal that keeps you out of a holding camp.
What do you want?
Answers.
My divorce comes through today, in fact.
It does?
End of business hours in Bulgaria. So, sometime this afternoon, I'm a free man. I've been saving some scotch for the celebration.
That's, nice. Listen, you met your wife...
Ex-wife,
on a dig in Eastern Europe.
Yes, piecing together Greek pox on the Black Sea coast. Miserable place.
Where exactly?
Bulgaria, Romania.
Kosovo?
Colonel, I do hope you're not the one who aims the smart bombs.
Sorry.
No, Emily, it's not bloody Kosovo.
Oh. I needed someone who speaks Kosovan.
I speak Albanian.
No, Kosovan.
Kosovan is Albanian.
Ah, oh, I knew you'd be able to help.
So, what you got?
I've got a 999 call. It was from mobile, so the police couldn't get a fix.
The mobile I found on the beach?
Could be. With 2020 hindsight, what they thought was interference was actually waves.
Okay, and?
The call was in a foreign language, which didn't help.
And you think it was Albanian?
If it is, it answers a lot of questions. Listen.
Emergency, which service do you require?
Politiner!
Police, putting you through.
You're going to call Politiner?
Okay, Goran, immigration have pulled your sheet. Looks like you tried to get into the UK before.
Yes. It's not a secret.
4 weeks ago, you came in as a tourist on Eurostar, refused entry because you lied about your criminal record.
I am not a criminal.
Albanian courts disagree. There's a note here that has several counts of fraud against you.
Play it again. This isn't a joke.
What makes you say that?
That's the Lord's Prayer in Albania.
So he's afraid, yes?
Yes.
He could be trying to ward off evil.
If you like.
And that there?
Yes. Interesting.
What's a Vrkolak?
What do the city Albanians know with their walls and their electricity? Out in the villages, I am still appreciated.
Appreciated for what?
I am not a fraud. I perform a valuable service.
And what is it exactly that you do?
I am a vampire hunter.
A Vrkolak is an Albanian vampire.
As distinct from your common or garden Transylvanian type?
Depends what you mean. One peasant superstition is very much like any other.
Go on.
Oh, it's all dreadfully creepy. If you're maybe 8 years old, Vrkolaks break your bones and suck out your marrow. They particularly enjoy munching on fingers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it gets better. They are very difficult to catch because they are invisible. You are only safe if you have an Orthodox priest or a Muslim imam in your family.
That's nicely even-handed.
Much call is there for vampire hunters in Yugoslavia?
You would be surprised.
I'd be an idiot.
You would be dead.
Come off it.
I hunt Vrkolaks and I kill them. Believe me or not, I don't care. You will pay the price, not me.
So I should be, what, looking for a tall bloke in a big black cape? A couple of fangs. Bat fancier?
You are lucky, Colonel Dalton, that you will never see a Vrkolak. The silvery glow in their eyes. The teeth like needles. They have the head... The head that is human, but still looks like a snake.
What do you mean, I can't see one?
They're invisible to everything except other Vrkolaks and the children of Vrkolak unions with humans.
What? Well, where are we going to find one of those?
Oh, I imagine they're ten a penny.
What?
The other big hobby of the Vrkolak is girls. And the half-breed offspring of an invisible vampire rapist is called a dampir.
I thought you said this was just superstition.
Well, it is, but I'm just thinking ahead. England's going to be crawling with self-styled dampir in a few years' time.
Why?
Because, Emily, back in the 1990s, there were a lot of Yugoslavian single mothers claiming asylum. What do you think they're going to tell the kids? The truth?
I'm sorry,
You tell Junior that Daddy was a soldier in a rape camp? No. Why not make up something daft about vampires? It'll make the kid feel a little special. Like they've got the power to see evil if it ever comes back.
Makes them feel special?
Yeah, if only for a moment.
What about the dampirs back in Yugoslavia?
That's the big con right there.
But if it's a con, how does it work?
Well, these people are peasants. They never heard of global warming or depleted uranium or anthrax. If someone gets chickenpox, they think it's the evil eye.
So what's your point?
Well, peasants like easy answers. Bad spirits are easier for them to understand than viruses or cancers. When something goes wrong in their world, they are ready to believe it was a malicious spirit.
If they're that ready to believe in something...
There's always some fraudster ready to give them what they want.
There are ways to catch one. Leave out some food, preferably still alive. Wait until you see it disappear.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means the Vekolak is feeding. You aim where the head should be. And make your first shot count.
You make vampire hunting sound very easy.
That's not the best way. That won't kill it.
What's the best way?
That's where I come in.
Some charismatic traveler turns up in your village. Some itinerant snake oil salesman. He takes your money and he stages a fight with an invisible monster. Smashes the place up a bit. Claims your troubles are over. And heads off into the sunset with his reward.
So, it's all a scam?
Of course it is! I start believing in Vekolaks when someone shows me one of their victims.
And what would that look like?
Arms and legs broken, fingers missing, big chunks taken out of the neck.
Something like this?
Okay, Goran, let's see what your boss has to say.
I work alone.
You work for hire. I want to talk to your client.
I will not tell you.
Why is a Chinese gang smuggling a Kosovan into England?
Get me a lawyer.
On your last attempt to enter this country, your last legal attempt, you had a sponsor.
Yes, I did.
Kevin Lee, a restaurateur in the southeast. Apparently you're going to be a cook in his place.
Which proves nothing.
You'd think that, wouldn't you, Goran? But here in the UK, we keep close tabs on people. Kevin Lee's ID card has a police flag on it. Seems he's suspected of being...
A what?
What do you know? A racketeer in the cockle industry.
Cockle? What is cockle?
Honestly, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. But your friend Kevin was accused of harvesting them illegally last year. And nothing was proved.
What has all this to do with me?
Not a whole lot, I guess. But what are you doing giving the name of a Chinese man as your sponsor?
I go where I am needed.
And you're needed in Southend.
Kevin Lee?
Who wants to know?
Mr. Lee, my name is Emily Chaudhry. I'm from the United Nations Intelligence Task Force.
All right, it's time for the big guns, is it? Come on up.
Come in, come in. It's just me, but I know you people sometimes like it that way. Call me Kevin.
Hello.
Yeah, let's get it over with. Oh, sorry. Sorry if I sounded a bit off before, love. I thought, but what with your name, that you was, you know, not from round here.
Well, I wasn't expecting someone of Chinese ancestry.
Yeah, well, the old Kevin Park gets a lot of people. Wouldn't surprise me if I'm more English than you are, love. I was born here.
Right,
Listen, look, I've got stuff to do, so I'll make it easy for you.
You will?
Yeah, I know the drill. Everything's above board. Right, over here... bedroom. This is where I sleep with Annie. You can sniff the sheets if you like.
No, thank you.
Yeah, we was on the job last night, actually.
Right.
Okay, back out there on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
That's us on honeymoon in 2002. They're on the wall.
Right.
Yeah, that's a love letter that Annie wrote me when she was still learning English. Yeah, silly, but it's cute. I've kept the envelope. It's got a postmark.
Mr. Lee, Kevin,
come on, all right. I'll show you the bathroom. It's got all our toothbrushes in it and everything.
What on earth?
Don't worry about the picture, love. The wife's Albanian, you know, they're mad for snakes. They think they're protect the ass or something.
They do?
Yeah, nutters. But it's all very Chinese when you think about it.
It is?
Actually, it's a funny thing, but we were both born in the year of the snake. Obviously not the same year.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I was 1965 and he was 1977. Are you getting what you need?
What I need?
Yeah, for your report. I know you've got a job to do and everything, love, but Annie and me are a proper couple and these little visits are starting to get on my tits. Can't you people sign off on us?
People? What people?
She ain't a vampire, okay?
A vampire?
Yeah, passport vampire. You know, East European woman seeks gent for fun, marriage, social security and passport.
I think there's been a misunderstanding, Mr. Lee.
What?
I'm not from immigration.
You're not?
No, I'm from the United Nations Intelligence Task Force.
I thought you were like, you know, the final level boss. After you, we can just get on with our lives and stop having to deal with the knocks at the door.
No, I'm investigating something else.
And you can piss off.
I'm sorry.
If you're not from immigration, I don't have to let you in my flat.
Well, can't we just talk?
Oh, yeah, famous last words. You can show yourself
that. It won't take a minute.
Hang on. You were in the restaurant today.
That's your restaurant?
Yeah. You ordered Shanghai prawns and left off.
Well, we were in a hurry.
Yeah, you didn't leave no tip neither.
It's about the prawns.
What?
Shanghai cuisine is seafood, right, Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
Fish, crab, lobster.
Yeah, what is your point?
Cockles.
Are you still here?
You sold cockles to the fish market. Used to be by the kilo, but in recent months you've hardly got anything to sell.
How do you know this?
Your company accounts are a matter of public record. So, suddenly no cockles to sell. Why is that?
You think I'm fiddling the tack?
There's a perfectly rational explanation, I'm sure.
Yeah, you bet there is. Kosovans.
Go on.
Yeah, well, trigging for cockles ain't easy, love. It's hard work. Used to be only Chinese who would do it.
And now there's too much competition.
Right. If you're an asylum seeker, you don't get social. You end up doing anything for money. They work harder, you see, and it's easier to get them to England than...
than illegal immigrants from China.
Am I under investigation?
Mr. Lee, Kevin, please. I have no interest in your marriage or your business, OK? You're quite safe with me.
Then why are you here, love?
Because at least two bodies, maybe more, have been washed up on the shore recently. White males, not Chinese. And with no ID, we can't trace them.
Tragic, but,
We assume that they are illegal cockle pickers, but we can't be sure.
Look, no idea, love. Come on, down the stairs.
One dialed 999 on his mobile, a mobile that you reported stolen.
Yeah, good. Then he got what he deserved, thieving gypsy bastard.
The call was recorded. He shouted something about a verkalak. Do you know what that
out,
means?
Out, out, out!
Another guy died last week.
Out!
And we were able to trace the last call on his mobile.
I'm not going to tell you
That's
again.
That's how I got your address. He called your home phone. He called you here.
Listen, love, you don't have a warrant and you don't have the right to snoop around. Now, don't poke your nose in. This is a local issue. We can handle it. Now, out.
Hello, Emily.
Dalton.
Oh, bugger.
Who is this in the handcuffs?
Emily, meet the man Kevin Lee was bringing in illegally. Goran Dampier.
Enchanted to meet you, my dear.
Goran, you muppet!
Shall we try again? The truth this time?
You are in my home.
Sit down, Goran. You too, Kevin.
What's the story, Dalton?
This is Goran Dampier.
Dampier?
Hello.
A vampire hunter?
Yes, pretty lady. You see, Colonel Dalton, some people still respect the old ways.
How do you know about Dumpiers?
I ran it past Hendrick. He was very cooperative.
I bet he was. Mr. Kevin Lee?
Am I under arrest? Are you going to charge me with something? If so, get on with it.
We are not the police, Kevin.
We don't care about your tax or your marriage or your rest.
We don't even care that you paid some of your old snakehead rallies to ship Goran over here into Tilbury on the back of a lorry.
What we care about is why.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
That's right. This man doesn't believe me.
Shut up, Goran. We'll get to you in a minute.
Kevin, please, right now, we're your last chance.
Oh, doubt it, love.
Really? All we have is circumstantial evidence that you tried to smuggle Goran into the country.
Right. You can't prove it.
Kevin, we'll make sure we can't prove it.
What?
Listen to them, Kevin.
If we don't get testimony or better evidence, CPS is going to throw this out. But they won't even get that far, because we can make this disappear at immigration.
We can deport Goran, lose the paperwork, and everything's back to normal.
You can do that?
We can do that today, Kevin. Not tomorrow.
I don't understand.
It's an accident we're here. Tomorrow, this is going to land on a desk at ISIS. And it'll be a matter of internal security. The police will be involved.
They still won't be able to prove anything.
It'll take them 18 months to work that out.
And by then, it will be too late.
All right, all right.
So, what is going on?
Right. Well, we started using Kosovans instead of Chinese for digging.
These people you met through your wife?
Yeah, oh, for a while it was okay. But then they got greedy, decided they could go it alone.
And what happened?
Well, you asked me what a verkalak is? Something tells me you already know.
Yes.
Yes.
The Kosovans brought one in. Don't know how they did it. But they brought one in.
The cockle pickers?
Yeah. Once they knew what kind of money was in it, they decided they didn't need the snakeheads.
They formed their own gang.
Well, if you want to call it that. They brought in a verkalak and it picked off the Chinese workers. Maybe one a week. But then, started on the Kosovans.
Have you seen it?
Of course I ain't seen it. It's invisible.
I mean, have you ever seen what it does?
Oh, I've picked up the pieces a few times. Including the morons who brought it here in the first place.
And is that what you're doing now?
With Goran?
Yeah, he's a vampire hunter, you know.
So he claims.
Costing me an arm and a leg, but if it gets rid of that thing, it's going to be worth it.
Well, why the sudden public spirit?
It's about business, love. You know, no one's going to give a toss about a few Yugoslavians if they go missing.
So who do you give a toss about?
It's winter. What do you think's going to happen in summer?
Tourists?
Right, and you try blaming it on a shark when it can attack people on land.
Did you try going to the police?
Oh, yeah, mate, yeah. I went down the cop shop and told them there was an invisible Kosovan vampire wandering the seafront.
I can see how that might not work.
Right, so you want to help me? Leave me alone. Let me put Goran here out in the mudflats at sunset and he can hunt the bastard down. Then the problem's over.
We'll help you.
You're not on your own anymore. Emily, a word outside.
What do you think?
Seriously?
Yeah.
By the manual?
The unit manual, yeah.
I believe him.
Go on.
I got Hoffman to pull the files on the way back from Tilbury.
And?
It's true. The last documented case of a Verkalak was in Kosovo in 1959.
With nothing since?
30 years of communism.
Yeah, I guess that would put a lid on things.
And since the 1990s, well.
Kosovo's had other problems. Okay.
We're in business?
This is for real.
Unit headquarters, Lieutenant Hoffman speaking.
Much better, Hoffman. We have a situation.
John Smith is in the building.
More like on the beach. Is there any trouble?
Someone wants to know why Dalton drove out of Tilby Docks with an illegal immigrant.
Who wants to know?
Oh, Mr. Made-up name. Obviously an ISIS mook pretending to be old Bill.
What did you do?
I denied all knowledge.
Good man.
Do you need a squad down there?
No, we can handle it ourselves.
Really?
We've got a real-life vampire hunter and everything.
Nothing surprises me anymore, Colonel.
We're going to have a stakeout.
With respect, Colonel, don't give up your day job.
Hoffman was a bit miffed. He wants us to wait for backup.
I'm not having a demarcation dispute with the squaddies. We do this tonight or let ISIS cock it up at their leisure.
Mmm, going to a car boot sale, are we?
With your lip, I keep meaning to clear this lot out.
Night goggles!
Yep, they ought to help. Here.
A sniper rifle would be nice.
Dream on. All I've got is the Colt automatic.
You didn't bring the Glock?
I'm sorry?
The Glock would be better.
At least I brought something.
Women's fashions aren't built for concealed firearms, Dalton.
With the size of your handbag, I was hoping for a rocket launcher.
I'll ignore that.
Where have you been?
Corner shop.
Do they have any sniper rifles?
Oh, shut up, Dalton. There's your paper.
Thanks.
What do you want the evening echo for?
Where's Goran?
You're getting Kip in the spare room.
Not now, he isn't.
Come over all military.
It's what he does.
Goran, wake up. Wake up.
Now what?
I've got the paper.
For the tides?
Yeah. High tide is at 2 a.m.
So it can walk over the mudflats most of the evening.
It's dark. The tide's out. Perfect night to pick off stragglers on the mud.
Stragglers?
You and me, a pistol and a wooden stake.
We'll set up near the pier.
You won't get on the beach there. It's close to that dig thing.
I'll get in. I think Dr. Hendrick will appreciate the company.
I want to come too.
Listen, it might be dangerous.
Emily, it's my fault. I brought the Kosovans in the first place. It's my fault they went it alone and brought in this Verkalak.
You'll only be safe if there's a priest in your family or an imam.
Is that bird who's married to David Bowie?
No, an imam. A Muslim holy man.
All right, love, yeah, all right. If the guys are going out in the mud, though, they'll want some of my waders.
Waders?
Can't have your boyfriend getting his nice suit wet, can we?
He's not my boyfriend.
What do you think?
This seems as good a place as any.
All right. I'll stand a bit further away, make you look like a better target.
As you wish.
Do you want to dig for cockles, look the part?
And tire myself out? I need to fight this thing. You dig for these cockles if you want. I'm going to have a cigarette.
Listen, I need one hand free for my gun.
A Verkalak is invisible, Colonel Dalton. You can't see it.
What a bet.
What's that?
These? These, my low-tech friend, are the best infrared goggles the free world has to offer.
And they can see a Verkalak?
If it's got body heat, it'll show up.
Okay, whatever.
Jesus!
What?
My eyes warn me if you're going to do that.
It's only a lighter.
Anything?
No, not yet. Goran's having a fag. God knows what Dalton is doing.
Let me have a go with those.
They're expensive.
Oh, trust me, Emily. You can trust me with a geophys rig. You can trust me with binoculars. Seat yourself. If we're going to be here all night, we might as well make ourselves comfortable. Want something to keep you warm?
What is it?
Whiskey.
I'm on duty.
I'm celebrating.
Bored?
Cold.
I see. What's in the gun?
This? 45. Is that okay?
Probably.
I don't need silver bullets, I think.
No. The Vekolak is a living creature. If it shows up on your night sight, you can shoot it.
Good.
But it won't show up.
It might.
Colonel Dalton, there is plenty of surplus military hardware in Kosovo. Sometimes it's easier to find than food.
I'm sure.
So believe me, if you could see a Vekolak in a night sight, I'd be out of a job.
We'll see.
If you do, don't shoot me.
I'm not thick, you know.
And if you do shoot it, I still want my fee, understand?
You'll get your money.
I expect it. Your bullets will wound it, but I will still need to put a stake through its heart.
Wait, you said I could shoot it.
You can wound it. Killing it is a different matter.
Anything?
No.
Can I try the binoculars?
No.
No.
Guess I'll keep this to myself.
Keep what to yourself?
Prawn toast, prawn crackers, dim sum. All fresh from Lucky Dragon.
Kevin, you star.
So, you do this often?
But stand in mud on a winter evening? No.
No, hunting Vekolaks.
I kill maybe two or three a year, what is it?
Wait a minute.
What is it, Dalton?
I'm getting a shed load of infrared coming from your location. What's going on?
Nothing. Kevin's here. Hendrik's got a kerosene burner and we're using it to keep warm.
Okay, just so I know, we're getting nothing out of here. How much longer should we... Are you eating?
Would it taste some toast?
You're supposed to be watching my back.
You are.
Sounds more like having a party.
Hey, this was your idea. Don't complain now.
Fine.
What is it?
We're out here freezing our asses off. They're at the dig site having a bloody barbecue.
Trouble with your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
Likes you, though.
Not tonight, he doesn't. He's getting struck because we're making the best of it.
He'd better get used to it. He'll be out there tomorrow.
We don't have tomorrow.
But you're not going to find anything tonight.
What makes you so sure?
There's no such thing as a Vekolak.
Yes, there bloody is.
Hendrik, you saw the photographs.
I saw some dead men, badly mutilated, yes. But I see that in pretty much every grave I open.
Yeah, this is different, mate.
Human beings have always been capable of doing terrible things to each other.
Listen, I went through all of this with Dalton.
Emily, wake up. Vampires, werewolves, and zombies, and all that sci-fi crap. It's all there to make life easier.
Excuse me?
Yeah, who says sci-fi's crap?
You know, Goran, back at the dig site, they've got a fire going, and food, and coffee.
We wait.
I wish I had one of those shooting sticks.
A what?
A thing I can sit on. Just standing here is doing me in.
So sit in the mud.
I don't think so.
Shh.
What?
Can't you see it? Wouldn't it be great if there really were conspiracies and evil creatures and aliens and all that? So much easier to blame someone else for the problems we make for ourselves.
Here we go.
Have you ever wondered what would happen if all that energy spent on sport and top tens and reality TV got spent on political involvement?
Oi, have you watched the news lately? The government's doing a deal with lizard men.
Believe it when I see it.
You say the Silurians don't exist.
Well, I expect that it's some made-up menace designed to keep the voters in
their
places.
They're not a menace.
Yeah, we're all friends now. They said it on Newsnight.
I'll give it a couple of weeks and they'll break the treaty.
I assure you the Silurians...
Do you think it's all special effects?
Well, sure, why not?
Oh.
Make up some lizard men, do a few staged events, say they've turned to the dark side, use it as an excuse to invade Azerbaijan or something. It's what I'd do. Someone's working up the seagull.
Give me the binoculars.
It's my turn.
Give them to me.
Did I get it?
I said straight ahead. Straight ahead. Do you not speak English?
Straight ahead of what?
Forget it.
Tell me where it is and I'll shoot it.
Get back. It's coming.
What's happening?
I just can't tell.
Did he get it?
Don't think so. Well, Goran's pointing at something in the distance. Wait, wait. Dalton's reaching into his pocket for something.
What is it?
I can't make it out. It's his phone. Give me that. Dalton?
It's here.
Can you see it?
No, nothing on infrared.
Shoot it! Shoot it, you idiot!
Shoot where?
Right there, it's charging right at me.
Right where?
Hilton, what's happening?
Make it count.
Did I get it?
Don't shoot! You know where it is. Where is it?
I'm guessing it's on top of Goran. No, under him.
Don't shoot it!
But I can't see it!
You should be able to work out where it is.
It's not as easy as you think. All I can see is a man rolling around in the mud!
The stake! Throw me the stake!
The stake! Damn it!
Call me a cynic, but...
You're a cynic.
Doesn't this strike anyone strange?
Goran's got the stake. Come on, Goran.
Strange? How?
How much are you paying
this guy? He's stabbing it. He's got it.
$10,000.
Kevin, for $10,000, I roll around in the mud and pretend to fight an invisible monster.
Oh, shut up. It's real.
Oh, sure. You want it to be real. Because we've been waiting here for 2 hours. And we've run out of milk.
Did you get it?
Yes, I... No.
What?
It's still moving. After it.
Emily, I think he's wounded it, but it's on the run.
After it!
It's running.
You know, if I were a vampire, I'd run the first time I heard a gunshot. I wouldn't wait for a punch-up.
Emily, get him to shoot its tracks.
What?
Follow the footprints and shoot it.
Dalton! Dalton, you've got a clear shot. Shoot it.
What are you talking about?
If it's running, aim above the footprints.
Got it.
What footprints?
Kevin says it leaves footprints.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it bloody does. I'm seeing
it. Emily, if it left tracks, I could have shot it 10 minutes ago.
I've seen its footprints.
Emily, we don't have any footprints.
In that case, Dalton, we don't have a backup.
Got it. Ha-ha. Oh, it's over. Oh, phew. That was the tough one.
You got it?
Yeah. Whew. Oh, I've never... fought such a tough vocaloc.
Where's the body?
Did he get it?
Dalton, can you touch a body there?
Oh, Emily, don't you know?
Know what?
This is my favorite part.
Body? No.
What do you mean, no?
Vocalocs. They disappear when you kill them.
They disappear?
Oh, yes.
And that's it.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting some evidence. This proves nothing.
If you think we're letting you off... Dalton's phone has cut out.
I'm not surprised. I can hear him just fine without it.
Yes, and so can everyone in a 2-mile radius. I'd better calm him down.
Oh, armor for a slash.
We'll go further down the beach.
Just in one of the trenches.
You are not pissing on my grave.
We're waiters for fun.
Don't take it out on me.
I shouldn't even be here.
Well, join the club, Colonel.
What?
Could you keep the noise down?
I've been firing a gun. How much quiet did you want?
If the police show up, I think it's good they don't find you ranting up thin air. That's all.
Oh, thanks, Emily. That's very thoughtful.
How's it going?
How do you bloody think it's going, Emily? Vlad the Impaler here has just had a wrestling match with Tossle. What a bloody waste of time.
I'm going back to the beach.
Calm down, Dalton. We need to think about this. Go through...
Don't tell me to calm down. You haven't been out here for 2 hours in rubber dungarees with a pair of night goggles on your head shooting at nothing.
Are you coming or not?
You volunteered.
I didn't realise the rest of you would be having a bloody beach party.
I am not having a beach party. I am doing my job.
And you are supposed to be keeping the civvies out.
We are.
Then open your eyes and get them off the beach.
Get who off?
Whoever it is who's walking down the beach.
That's it, Dalton. Show's over. Get back here.
Can't you see him?
Hanging up now.
Idiot.
Aren't you going to answer that?
No.
Lover's tiff.
Shut up.
Yeah, got your last of the coffee.
Thanks, Kevin.
Right, I'm off to the bog.
Don't you just been?
No.
Then who did Dalton just see on the beach?
The mobile phone you have called is currently switched off. Please try again later.
No! Emily, get out of there! Damn it! Emily, it's heading right for you! Run!
What's your problem?
It does show up on infrared.
What does?
Your Vorkalak!
Who said the last of my coffee?
Dalton's seen something.
Yeah, right. It's your boyfriend just pulling your leg.
He's not my boyfriend!
Kevin, is your restaurant still open? I could do with some more of those little prawn things.
As long as you're paying.
Get out of there!
Well, that got my attention.
He's lost it.
He just can't handle the truth.
Really, Hendrik, you have a lot to learn.
Oh, spare me, Emily. There's no such thing as a Verkalac.
Who says...
To the caravan.
Yeah, but the lights will go out.
Kevin, do what he says.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing. Emily, Kevin, stay quiet.
Dalton, it's in the caravan.
Don't get your position away. Show on infrared. Just stay still. Kevin, I see you. Emily, you're invisible to me. Please don't tell me you're in the trench.
Emily, listen to me. The only trace I can see is Kevin over by the caravan. You and the Verkalac aren't in my eyeline.
Is that good?
No. If I can't see her, she must be in the grave.
Don't step on nothing. Hendrik will do his nut.
Hendrik's past caring, Kevin. Let's try to lure it out.
How?
Just keep talking. It knows we know it's there. There!
Don't shoot at me!
It was going right through you. Emily, for Christ's sake, don't stand up. I don't want to mix you up with it.
Dalton, if it's down in the trenches and you can't see Emily...
I know, Kevin. We've done that together. Emily, if you're in the trenches, there are marker stakes every couple of metres, OK?
Dalton!
Get me! Get me!
Emily, the red and white measuring sticks, remember? With the pointy ends.
Get me! Jim Gettle!
Keep away from me!
Colin, young yes!
Stay back!
Emily!
Yes, me!
So I can see which one is you!
You yes, me!
Got you! Back off! Back off, Emily!
You yes, me!
Dalton, I think it's dying!
Tell me about it.
Reload!
Damn it!
Where'd it go?
Lights, Kevin, lights!
Where'd it go?
Try not to breathe it in.
Ashes to ashes.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it say something to you?
I don't speak Albanian.
Something about familiar?
Familiar means family.
What's that got to do with anything?
So they really disappear when you kill them?
Guess so.
Better get out of here.
What idiot called the police?
Probably whoever heard the idiot firing a gun on the beach.
Hendrik! Is Hendrik all right?
Stay out here.
Out of my way. He's alive.
I'll call an ambulance.
I'm already on it. Hello? Yes. Ambulance.
Time to get going.
Now?
No vampire, no body, so it's best if there was no unit around either.
If anyone asks, you never saw us.
But Hendrik, look at him.
Hello. South End seafront, by the pier. Yes, on the seafront.
Hendrik will tell them he was attacked by a vampire.
Hendrik? Like he'll admit to that.
So who will he blame?
It looks like there's been a mugging.
Do you see Gore anywhere?
Little sovereign elf.
Then I'm guessing he's the prime suspect.
Let them think that.
If they want to, thanks to him, we could have been killed.
Here comes the law.
Everyone, hold their hands in the air.
It's okay, I've got my unit ID.
Ooh, lucky.
lucky us.
You on the beach. Freeze!
Leave this to me.
I'll call Hoffman if he's still on duty.
Oh, officer, he's not what he looks like.
Oh, yeah. What does it look like? All of you, keep your hands where I can see him.
£10 says flashing a unit ID will get us back to London in time for last orders.
You're wrong.
No faith in the power of PR.
I can work wonders, Dalton, but not miracles.
Coming next from Big Finish. Unit, The Longest Night.
So, go on then. What do you deal with?
The unexplained.
€6 for a bloody pint.
Oh, that's London for you. We could always have stayed in Southend.
Christ, no.
Anything on earth, or...
Or...
This is for my people!
Or beyond!
A bomb has exploded in central London, just a short distance away from the Houses of Parliament.
This goes against everything I stand for, but I want a complete media blackout.